The line now, I have Urban Schrott from ESET Ireland. I don't think you need much introduction these days, Urban. You're fairly regular.
I am, yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, exactly, yeah. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of things, but this new, it's a very popular, the Face app.
Well, I think the popularity has gone slightly down in the last week or so. But yeah, it's been quite it has created a bit of a buzz in the last month, the Face app. An app that you can download and take a picture of yourself and then apply different filters to your face so it can make you look old or young or female or anything else. And as with most these hypes, most these apps, as soon as they become extremely popular very quickly, the cyber criminals, of course, immediately latch onto this and they try to make a little bit of a profit for themselves as well. Since FaceApp, the version that everyone could download was the free version, but it was part also of the pro version. The cyber criminals have immediately put up fake pages offering the FaceApp Pro download, where you could go and get the full version with even more filters and even more options for the user. But of course, all these websites were fake, and they only served to install various things on people's devices, either application that would display advertisements or even things such as fake software or spy software or malware. So software which can actively hurt the user. So, yeah, in short, this is the story.
And how long has this been going on now? And you mentioned that it's lost its popularity, FaceApp. Is that because of these scams?
Well, no, several factors. You know, one of the factors is each novelty wears off after a short while. So after everyone's taken their picture and made themselves look old, there wasn't really all that much more reason to keep using it. So that's one of the reasons. The other one was there were a few warnings already in the media about people should be careful about this app because of its privacy concerns. Now, I have to point out that while these privacy concerns aren't much different from other apps and from other, for instance, social media. So basically, these apps all demand that we hand over our personal photos on our devices and let the company that allows us to use their app for free, that we allow this company to use our photos for free, which personally I think it's quite an intrusion in our privacy, but you know, they do lay it out in the small print that, yeah, you know, because you're given the app for free and you don't have to pay for it, they, you know, in turn, they require you to give over the right to your privacy and your photos. So because this was pointed out that this app, as well as many others, are basically collecting your personal info and collecting your photos, and that they actually end up owning your photos. So, you know, you might one day see some advertisement online which features your own face and you saying something that you never said, such as, you know, endorsing some product or something like that. That is cause for concern. So once this was pointed out, quite a few people were turned off from using this particular app.
Yeah, no, we're talking about this particular app, but I imagine that any popular app, cyber criminals are going to try and get access to people's private matters.
That's very true. I mean, they do try to find any avenue of approach to get to our data. For instance, also last week we saw Reddit users being tricked into, you know, infecting their own Android mobiles themselves. So on Reddit there were posts that were of a somewhat racy nature, which kind of baited people to click on them and you know, learn more. And once they did, they were asked to scan one of the codes and transfer some files to their device. And of course, once they were installed there, they started acting like malware and started locking up people's Android and demanding ransom. And not only that, they then this particular malware sent itself to all the contacts in the person's mobile device. So, you know, every one of your friends and family and relatives and everyone else would receive a text message claiming that they should go to a certain link and to to protect themselves from getting infected or something like that. So it was, of course, a scam. And but a lot of people, you know, since they received a text from someone they knew, they would end up clicking on that link. So this particular malware spread itself and locked up people's phones and demanded ransom. So yeah, the cyber criminals are looking for innovative ways to spread their things and basically to make us pay for something. Either they try to make money from advertising, so we are being force-fed a bunch of adverts that we don't really want, both on our laptops, PCs, and on our mobile devices, or they just go straight for trying to, you know, blackmail us into paying for something, either, you know, locking up our phone or trying to get to our personal info, to our private info from our devices, and then blackmailing us with anything they find there. So, you know, all of these things can be pretty, pretty annoying.
Yeah. And we always say, just be careful and never click on something that you're not too sure of.
Absolutely, yeah. That is pretty much.
Yeah. it's simplifying things, but you have to be aware of these things. And your website, there's always a list of scams that are going on. What is that website? And your blog?
Yes, that's why we run our blog at blog.eset.ie. So that's blog.eset.ie, where people can always read about the latest scams, the latest malware that's going around, and with a few tips on how to protect yourself. You know, these are usually common sense tips. You don't have to be a computer specialist or anything like that. We really are writing all these for the end users, so for regular people. Just, you know, how to stay safe, how to keep your devices up to date, where to get your apps to be, you know, most secure so you don't get them from some dodgy websites. Focusing on permissions requested by various apps. If a jogging app requires access to your camera and your microphone, that might not be the smartest idea to install such a jogging app or something else which really doesn't require your camera. So, all these common sense tips that people should be aware of when they start using various apps, when they start downloading various things onto their computers or mobile devices.
Okay, Urban, is there anything else happening out there that we should be aware of?
Well, there's a different thing every day,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yes, yeah.
And we could be talking about this for hours. I do recommend if you just take a quick look at our blog, just browse through the headlines, you'll see there's a new one every day. Smart TVs being a way of attackers to break into our home. A scam impersonating WhatsApp and offering free internet. Why phishing is a problem. These are all stories from the last few days, and there's really... it can sound a little bit overwhelming, but in reality, even if you just go through the headlines and, you know, you keep your wits about you when you encounter anything, you're very likely to stay safe. So, you know, it's a very important thing to at least generally know what's going on so that you're not caught completely off guard by any of these scams. But you don't really have to go, you know, seriously into studying computer security just to, you know, be able to use your devices with a moderate amount of safety.
Okay, and young people, keeping young people careful online is very important too, and I think there's an article about that on the blog.
We have quite a few, both for parents as well as for young people themselves. For their children, the parents have to be aware of what's going on and how to keep them safe. And you know, young people might sometimes be a bit too quick to fall for various hypes and for various trending topics or trending apps or trending games or something like that, and through that might sometimes expose themselves to danger, particularly if, again, they visit websites that claim they are related to those apps or to those games or something, but are in reality not, and are just put up there using the names of legitimate apps and legitimate games with the intention of scamming or tricking people into downloading malware or anything else onto their devices. So, you know, just keeping an eye out for this. Again, if you know the dangers, you're a lot less likely to fall for them.
Okay, Oren, as I said, we speak a lot, and we will be speaking a lot for the foreseeable future, I imagine. Will you just give out that plug again?
The address is blog.esa.ie.
Okay, Urban, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking the call, and we'll be talking again.
You're most welcome, and we'll be speaking again soon, I expect.
Yes, definitely. Unfortunately, as you say,
all right.
You know.
Unfortunately,
thank you.
Yeah. All
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Urban. Thank you. Urban Schrott there from ESET Ireland, and you know, it pays to be careful what you're doing, and it's, a lot of it is common sense. Don't click on something that you're not sure about, you're not positive about.